Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 455, Do Five-Star Work, by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host and narrator here. I'm here each and every day reading to you from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship. And let's get right to our post today from Nick as we optimize your life. Do Five-Star Work, by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. Ever since the lean startup hit the scene, and probably even before that, there's been a widespread push in the entrepreneurial community to, quote-unquote, just ship it. Get your product or service out there and refine it later based on customer feedback. There are books like 60 Day Startup, How to Start a Business in 27 Days, and The 7-Day Startup, which is actually excellent, by the way. Reid Hoffman of LinkedIn explains, quote, "If you're not embarrassed by your first product, you've launched too late." End quote. But that's not a license to put out. If you want five-star results, you've got to do five-star work. Like Corbett Barr wrote in 2014, if you want the big sexy business muscles, you've got to be prepared to lift some heavy weights. And I'm certainly not writing this from on high to say I never put out subpar work either. For instance, in my painting days, there were a few jobs that really didn't go as planned. I built a niche site in the wine gifts industry, and it was pretty lame. Since I didn't know anything about the subject matter and didn't particularly care to learn, all the content was regurgitated from other sites. There was no unique value added and very little reason for anyone to visit the site. A few years ago, I spent a bunch of time working on a slow-carb recipe book, hoping to capitalize on the popularity of the diet Tim Ferriss described in The 4-Hour Body. To make it unique, it would have required testing, tweaking, and photographing every recipe in the book, which didn't sound like much fun. Because of that, the book never saw the light of day. All of these are examples of less than five-star work on my part. I think you know the kind. Work you're not particularly proud of, work you're trying to get out there with the bare minimum effort, or work you're doing purely to chase the money. The customer is judge, jury, and executioner. The problem with the lean startup mentality and putting out subpar work is that customers might not give you another chance. Their idea of a minimum viable product might be quite different from yours. Where you can run into trouble is the paralysis of the endless pursuit of perfection, which is equally futile. And while I strive to put out five-star work, quality is in the eye of the customer. Even when you put forth your best effort, some customers will still have a different opinion of what constitutes five-star work. Here are just a few of the people who disagreed with my concept of it. On Amazon, quote, "It is a link collection of various services. Nothing special, what you cannot find on any websites after 10 minutes Google browsing." End quote. I assure you, it took a lot longer than 10 minutes to compile. And on Udemy, quote, "This is a slick, well-put-together course for anyone who wants to get rich quick. Serious authors who've been around for a while will find this a waste of money, and worse, time. 1 star. End quote. Not sure how this guy, an experienced fiction author, even ended up in my course, which was aimed at new nonfiction writers. And most recently, from just last week, quote, "Okay, another list of stuff to be a successful entrepreneur, which is boring to some of us. Why does anyone care about this?" End quote. This stuff stings. It hurts. When I read some of the more scathing of these for the first time, they made me physically uncomfortable and actually a little sick to my stomach. When you put your best effort out there and someone thinks it sucks, well, it sucks. The best defense is a good offense. But the best defense against haters is five-star work. You can't please everyone and have to trust the consensus. Thankfully, the examples I just read really are the minority. Yet we all crave the same validations, that we're smart, funny, creative, helpful. In school, test results days were the best because the grades give validation. A 5-star rating today is the same as getting an A on a test, a vote of confidence that someone else thought you did good work. These days, reviews are my grades. I've actually been a little nervous and afraid when my work on Amazon or Udemy, for example, starts to go viral beyond my immediate circle of influence. What will people think? What if they don't like it? Never mind that reaching those new customers is the entire point of those platforms. And nothing makes me happier than a 5-star review from a total stranger. That's the ultimate validation. In the last couple years, I've been immersed in a new world that relies heavily on user reviews for exposure and discoverability. Books, podcasts, and courses. As a content creator, it's essential to go out and hustle for those initial reviews. It's part of the game. But do 5-star work and don't put your friends or peers in the awkward position of giving you a review they're not comfortable giving. Creating 5-star work takes more time, effort, and investment. When creating my Udemy course, it would have been much faster and easier to just use my built-in webcam instead of shooting the video with a DSLR, but the quality wouldn't have been as good. When publishing my first book, it would have been cheaper to not hire an editor, but there would have been some embarrassing typos. And when creating content for this site, it would be faster to write shorter posts, skip the images, or even accept more guest posts. But the writing, stories, graphics, and formatting are all important parts of the platform. Doing 5-star work is the first step to 5-star results. You just listened to the post titled, Do 5-Star Work by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks to Nick for letting us share his post today. He's also the host of his very own podcast, which is called The Side Hustle Show. It is for part-time entrepreneurs looking for actionable tips to start or improve their businesses. It's a great listen, and usually you can find that podcast in the top charts of business in Apple Podcasts. Definitely worth checking out. And of course, the blog is great too. But that's it for today's episode of Optimal Startup Daily. I will be back with you tomorrow, as always, so stay tuned. That's where your optimal life awaits.